Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, Benefits of Finding God.
Pastor Cook, I want to spend $1 million buying you a wardrobe. Well, what do you think I should wear? Let me see if I like it. Armani, I think I could stretch and wear that. Yeah, I think I could sacrifice. I could give up my jeans and go for some Armani. Yeah, I'd give you a say-so if you buy my clothes. If you buy my clothes, shut up. You know, that car's kind of big, doesn't get good gas mileage. You think you should drive that? I think if you don't like it, you definitely shouldn't buy one. Other than that, it's my business, not yours, is it? And it's funny how people get. But when you're that kind of person and you're in other people's ministry, you're not going to have peace. Because the Bible says it is he that meddleth in gender strife. If you are gender of strife, you'll never have peace. First of all, you won't have any friends. People won't want to be around you. Learn to leave other people's business theirs and your business yours. And nobody said anything about my clothes because everybody already know I don't care. So it doesn't matter. But you have got to be able to keep your peace. If I try and dress for everybody, I won't have my peace. If I try and drive for everybody, I want my peace. If I try to live where everybody want me to live, I want to have peace. If you try and say everything the way people want you to say it and preach the way they want you to preach, you wouldn't have peace. You just say, Lord, I do the best I can. I'm confident in that. Let the chips fall where they may. And that's how I can have peace, even if you choose not to. But that's the same way you're going to have peace. Not be worried about other people. Just please the Lord. Finally, brethren, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, what things soever are true, what things are honest, what things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Thinking about the things in this world brings fear, worry, confusion. You must keep your mind on God, His word, and other good things if you want to keep peace in your life. You can't keep your mind on the news and all the bad news report that comes on every day, finding everything bad in the world to tell you about it. I don't care. There's nothing I can do about that. I don't care. Somebody got shot in Africa. Somebody got killed in Indonesia. Somebody got murdered over in England. Fine, talk to people who live around them in that neighborhood. That's got nothing to do with me. I don't care. Pastor, aren't you keeping up with current events? Yep, last thing I know, we still winning, the devil's still behind, but we got to stay in the fight. But I think if we keep pressing, we're going to win. Yeah, yeah. Did I get it wrong? I think I got that right? Oh, you talk about something temporary. I ain't got no time for that foolishness. You got no time for that. You talk about something happening now. I ain't got no time for that. I thought you talk about something real. I thought you talk about what's really going on. I ain't talking about no wrestling with flesh and blood. I'm talking about the real battle. Good and evil. Good's winning. But we got to keep pressing if we want to get more with us. That's what I thought we were talking about. Pastor Cook, you out of touch. I'm out of touch with everything carnal. Trying to get more out of touch. People say, Pastor Cook, you watched the Super Bowl? No, I was doing something. What were you doing? I don't know. It was something else. I don't remember what it was. Ain't nothing wrong with if you want to watch it, but I didn't play football. I know football, I understand it, but I didn't play it. I played basketball. I try and catch quite a bit of playoffs. So everybody's got their favorite sport. I'm not putting anybody down to watch football. That's their sport. But if I miss basketball, I don't care either. Because there's no eternal results in any of that. Like my dad used to say, if you spend all your time making them money, you ain't going to make no money. And when you're sitting there watching all them shows, you're making $1 million salaries and you're sitting there playing games and watching games and here it is, your marriage is falling apart. You need to be reading the marriage book. You got a game, you're losing in the first quarter. You better get it fixed for the fourth quarter come around. No game, time for no games. I will watch a game every now and then. I am not against sports, but sports fit in my extracurricular activity, not my main purpose. If I have time left over, I will watch a game. But I'm not going to put a game over something that's more important. And you think about it, it's real. I want peace. I want peace in my marriage. I want peace in my finances. Some brothers need to read a book on how to handle money so they can get some peace in their finances. How to have a better marriage, have peace in life, how to have better peace within themselves, how to love themselves. And you watching somebody play a game. If you spend all that time making that man some money on commercials, endorsements, and all that, I know what you ain't got no peace. Do that stuff with your extracurricular time. Don't make time for that. That's why if I catch a game, I catch it. Very seldom do I plan to catch a game. If I catch a TV show and I turn it on, I catch it. But I don't do anything regular that I'm trying to find. I can't give up my peace to get all that drama in my life. I mean, don't you have enough drama in your own life to go find some of somebody else's life to get involved in? Think on things that are good, lovely, pure, of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep you. Not only does finding God have the benefit of pardon and forgiveness from guilt, but also it gives you peace, but it also gives you purpose. Look with me in Ephesians 1:9. It says, making known. The third benefit of finding God is purpose. Making known to us the mystery of God's will according to his purpose, which is set forth in Christ. God has a purpose for every believer.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Not only does finding God have the benefit of pardon and forgiveness from guilt, but also it gives you peace, but it also gives you purpose. Look with me in Ephesians 1:9. It says, making known. The third benefit of finding God is purpose. Making known to us the mystery of God's will according to his purpose, which is set forth in Christ. God has a purpose for every believer. When you became born again, there's a purpose for you. Look at Ecclesiastes. God has a purpose for you. That purpose, look at Ecclesiastes 12:13 and Amplified, makes it real plain. This is the Solomon who had everything. You list what people think will make him happy, Solomon had it. That man was seeking happiness. He was seeking joy. He was seeking contentment. He was seeking peace. And he listened to everything the world said. If you get education, so he was one of the most scholarly and the wisest men ever lived. Nobody was more educated than Solomon. Solomon knew about geography, geology, before they even had those sciences. He had the wisdom of God on all things. Wiser. Solomon had enough wives and concubines that he could sleep with a different woman every night for 300 years, for 3.5 years. 3.5 years, a different woman every night, and it not be seen or wrong, because that's where the government and everything worked. He said, even with women, it's vanity amongst vanity. And brothers will spend their whole life trying to run down a girl. If you catch every girl you can, you're going to find out still I'm empty. Girls will chase a man. You'll get that man. Then you'll find out, I wish I was single again. But you thought that was the answer, didn't you? You say, if I just make it to $1 million or $10 million, if I just make it, you'll bust your butt. You'll rob, cheat, steal from God, do everything. Get that money to say, still I'm empty. You list whatever it is, fame. I want to be popular. I want to be well known. I want to go where everybody knows my name. And they're all so glad I came. That's where I want to go. I want to cheer everybody up. And then you get that position and you still aren't happy. I'm telling you, this is it right here. Solomon went through all of it. Just take his word. Don't have to waste your whole life in vain pursuits, vanity amongst vanity. Look at Solomon, a person who had more than you ever going to be to have. And Solomon said, all has been heard on this matter. The end of the matter is this. Fear God, revere and worship him, knowing that he is God, and keep his commandments. For this is the whole of man, the full, the original purpose of his creation, the object of God's providence, the root of building your character, the foundation of all happiness you can have, the adjustment to all inharmonious circumstances and conditions under this sun. And the whole duty of every man is to fear God, to worship, to reverence him, knowing that he is, and to keep his commandments. Now, you can read that and go out there and say, no, I think it's the other way. And you can spend your whole of eternity chasing that pipe dream only to find. I can show you, the news can show you, it's out there. People have had everything you've ever sought apart from God, and there's some of them still not happy. They're seeking that elusive joy apart from God. And it will always elude you because joy coming from the Lord. Pardon comes from God. Peace comes from God. And purpose comes from God. And you only find those things in God. God has a purpose for you to worship Him, to know Him, to keep His commandments. He'll bring the pardon. He'll bring the peace. He'll bring the purpose. In summary, the three benefits of finding God, there's so many benefits. There's a plethora. There's a huge amount of benefits in serving God and finding God. But three main ones are forgiveness from sin. I know that when I confess my sin to God, I am right with God. I have no guilt. I have no pain. God, if you came now, I know that I know that I know I'm going, Lord. Not because I'm a perfect person, but because I'm a pardoned person. God has pardoned me of my sins. I'm in right standing with the Lord right now, right this moment. I thank you, God. There's no guilt. I can come boldly to the throne of grace and receive grace to help. I can talk to you without shame. I'm not afraid to come to prayer. I'm not ducking and hiding conversation with you. I'm not afraid of what you're going to say, God, because I lay it all out to you and say, Lord, I was a sinner. Forgive me. Take it away from me. And I believe and trust in you that you've taken it away, God. I'm pardoned. God, I have the peace because my mind is stayed on you. The world and Satan say contrary things, but my mind is on you, God. And I know that you're my Savior and my trust and my faith is in you. God, I thank you that you've given me a purpose to do your word, to do your will. As I read and study the word, there's something else I need to straighten out today. Something else I need to fix in my life. Another word I need to minister. And as I was faithful to do that, then God said, okay, you were faithful in small things. Now I make you rule over much and I'm calling you to minister my word. So then he gave me my specific purpose. You have a specific purpose. Most Christians never go beyond the general purpose of obeying the word, but God has a specific purpose for every person here. But many people never are faithful enough to the revealed will of God to get that spoken word of God that's not yet revealed. Where God would say, I've called you to be a missionary to a certain land. I've called you, and to let them know what their divine call is, because that's beyond the Bible. That's a rhema. That's a spoken word from God to you. But most people are so unfaithful to do the revealed logos, the written word of God, that they never get to hear the spoken word of God. But, you know, that's where the joy is at. That's where the reward is at. Getting past doing what you know to doing what you get to do. It's such a blessing. Press into the things of God. Find God. There's more benefits than just these three. Find God. Get to know God. And God will bless your socks off. Finding God allows us to return to that state of perfect communion. Finding God allows us to return as human beings from our fallen state to that perfect state of communion with Him. He pardons us. He teaches us how to have peace. He assigns us purpose. It is truly a great benefit to find the Lord. Truly a great benefit. Every head bowed, every eye closed in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for your word today and for the wisdom of your spirit. We thank you for leading, guiding, and directing us, Father.
Today's message has been titled, Benefits of Finding God.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God. Develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Precious Metals Reclaiming Service, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry.